Welcome to Marriage University. This is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is why it's so important to take good care of yourself. But before we get started, I want to remind you that I have a private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar or head on over to my website, TinaHeisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, you will find the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a free download to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool because you can use it to plug in different problems you might be experiencing in your marriage and come up with new solutions for them. So visit my website to download it. Before we get going, I will let you know I have a cold that I'm recovering from, so if my voice sounds a little bit different, that's why, and I'm hoping that it will hang in there for us to get through this podcast. So let's dive in and talk about why it's so important to take good care of yourself. It's kind of a fitting topic this week because I am recovering from a cold. How funny, huh? So anyway, today I want to tell you a little bit about my story and how I learned why it's so important to take good care of myself, because I hope that my story will help inspire you to go and take good care of yourself. I'm going to give you three reasons why it's important to take care of ourselves, and then, of course, a practical how-to at the end. Okay, so I have always been known as a happy person. In fact, in high school, my nickname was Smiley, and I think I really love that because I loved being happy and that people saw that I was happy. Somewhere along the way in life, something changed, and I really did notice that people didn't compliment me on my smile anymore or how much I was smiling or how happy I was. But it wasn't really a lot of conscious thought about it, but there was one particular day back in 2007, I think it was. I think my kids were about 5 and 2. I had gotten up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and of course it was dark outside, and I was getting dressed to go work out. And I was just sitting on the side of the bathtub in my bathroom, feeling spent and lonely and sad, maybe a little lost. And I just remember whispering a prayer out loud to God. I said, God, I don't think I can do this today. I was looking at the daunting task ahead of me of taking care of my 2 children all day. Even though that was the life I chose to live, I was exhausted by it. And I'm very logical in my thinking most of the time, and so I was struggling with this because, like, how could that be? How could I not be happy? I was married to my Prince Charming. We lived in a beautiful home in Florida. In Florida, not in Chicago where I live now, where we have long winters. I was in Florida and we were healthy and I didn't have to go to work to help support our budget. I was able to work from home. I had everything I ever wanted. God heard my prayer. Of course he did, right? He always hears them. And he sent help almost immediately. He sent me a teacher to show me how to find my joy again and how to make my life what I wanted it to be. And I got to talk to you about God and how he answers prayer, because it's not always as you would expect. Maybe you would expect, in this case, for him to send someone swooping in to rescue me. But what he did, he gave me an assignment. He gave me work to do. Yeah, here I am feeling spent and he gave me work to do. But it was such a huge blessing. I received a writing assignment from the parenting magazine that I was writing for. And the assignment was to write an article called New Year, New You. And it was supposed to be for moms, you know, an article so that they would learn how to get everything done that they have to get done as a mom, but still have time and energy left for themselves, right? That is what I needed. And through interviewing life coaches for that article, I realized I need a life coach. I need help. I need to get my life on track. I need to find my joy again and make my life what I want it to be. And I want that for you too. I want that for every mom. So the first reason why we should take care of ourselves is so we can be the woman we want to be to our children and husband. You probably have this image in your mind of the woman you want to be. But why is she not already in your body? Why is she in your mind and out there? We only get one shot at this life. With this husband and with these kids, we want to be the best version of ourselves, right? We want to be that woman we want to be. And so that's why we have to take care of ourselves. So many women think that self-care is selfish. I disagree. We have got to take care of ourselves, or we will have nothing to give our husbands and children that we care so much about. You cannot get water from an empty well, right? If you're trying to pump that well, but it's dry, there's no water that's going to come out. That's what's happening with us as moms. We are going, 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 giving, giving, giving until we are completely spent and we have nothing left to give. If we want to be the best version of ourselves, we have got to fill up our well. That's the first reason why it's important for us to take good care of ourselves. The second reason why we need to take good care of ourselves is to bring more joy and peace into our homes. You know that saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, it's true. As the woman of the household, we set the tone and the temperature for the house. So if we are stressed and frazzled, the rest of our house will mirror that stress. But if we are happy and relaxed, the rest of our house will soak that in and they will be more happy and relaxed themselves. Have you ever noticed when you lose your cool and yell at one of your children that the situation gets worse instead of better? Yes, it's because our yelling caused them to get emotional and then they cry or they yell back and then we have a huge big mess. And why did we get there? Because we weren't taking care of ourselves. So we have to be intentional about taking care of ourselves so that we can show up into our lives with more joy and more peace. And that is going to bring those qualities to everyone around us. And so the third reason it is so important to take good care of ourselves is because it's not our husband's job to do it. Girls, I am super serious right now. This is a mistake I was making in my own marriage, and it almost cost me my husband. I don't know why I was making it. For some reason, it's a subconscious thing. You don't really walk around consciously saying, I need my husband to make me happy. But many of us make this mistake. We let other people steal our joy, or other circumstances steal our joy. That's not how we need to show up in our marriage. Marriage is intended for two people to show up whole and healthy and happy, and we complement each other. We work together. We're a teammate. I don't know about you guys in your marriage, but in my marriage, my husband's strengths are different than mine. And although that can be annoying from time to time, most of the time, it is a huge blessing. And that's what we want. We want to be a team. When you have husband plus wife, then you get the full picture and you get the total package, right? But we each have to show up as our best self, not depending on the other one to make us happy, to make us whole, to make us complete. I know you've heard me talk about that before, right? We're teammates. We work together and we are responsible for our own happiness. Our husbands are not responsible for our happiness. That is too much pressure to put on another human being. Only God can be that man for us, right? We need to take care of ourselves so that we can be well in mind, body, and spirit. So my question to you is this. Do you know how to take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit? Do you know what that looks like? Do you intentionally create space in your life to do the things that fill you up? If you're like many women, your answer is no. You don't have time. You don't think you have time. But I have a simple way for you to start doing that today. It's so simple. It's just one step. It's not going to solve all your problems, but it's going to make your life a lot better. I want you to make a list of at least 20 things that you like to do, things you enjoy doing, things that bring you joy, things that bring you peace. Keep in mind our three categories of mind, body, and spirit as you make this list. So you want to intentionally say, what kinds of things do I need to do for my mind? Do I need to go take a class and learn something new? Do I love learning? Do I need to read a book? What do I need to do for my mind to cultivate the growth in my mind? Because we're always learning and growing, right? So what do I need to do for my mind? And then for your body, what do you need to do to take care of your body? Do you need to relax and take a bath? Do you need to go for a run or do some other sort of exercise? Do you need to take a nap? What is it that you need to do for your body? What does your body need to feel good? What about your spirit? What makes your spirit feel good? Is it going to church, taking time to pray on your own every day, journaling, lighting, you know, I would say lighting candles, that not in a religious way, but like in just makes me feel good when I light candles. Right now it's fall, so like pumpkin spice scent sounds lovely. And it smells so good and I just love it and it lifts my spirit. It makes me feel so happy. So what do you need to do for yourself that makes you feel good? I want you to come up with at least 20 things. You would be surprised how hard this can be sometimes for my clients. But I want you to make a list and print it out and post it somewhere on your fridge, on your bathroom mirror. You can even make it your wallpaper on your phone if you want. Whatever you've got to do so you have this list so that you can look at it easily every single day and pick between one and three things to do from that list. Maybe you'll add to the list as you go. You'll be like, oh, I should add this, I should add that, and that would be fantastic. You can add to it. The idea is to be doing something every single day that makes you feel joyful or peaceful. The problem that a lot of us moms run into is we put it off until we completely lose our cool, and now we are leaving the house for the day because we cannot take it 1 minute more. That's not the way we want to do it. We don't want to get to that point if it's possible. We want to be leaving the house for the day for a massage because we want to, because we scheduled it, because it's going to be so wonderful. So that's why we need consistent daily effort toward taking care of ourselves. And don't tell me that you don't have time to do this. You do have time, and here is why. Taking care of yourself will expand your time. Wait, what did I just say? Yes, I said taking care of yourself will expand your time. You know this is true because you've experienced it, right? When you're relaxed and happy, everything goes much more easily and you get more done. But when you're stressed and frazzled, you get less done. You know how the printer always jams or runs out of ink when you have a deadline for something? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Stress equals a mama jam. We got to take care of ourselves so we can prevent those mama jams, right? We have to leave white space in our day for enjoyment for ourselves. We deserve it. And it will help us show up better for all of those in our lives, right? I want to see you master this skill of creating your own happiness. Can you girls imagine like how much happier our world would be if more of us would take the time to do this? I know, right? And I also know this is easier said than done. So if you need some accountability, let me know and I will be there for you. I will talk to you through your challenges and keep you accountable for working on this in your own life in the way that works best for you. All right? So just reach out to me if you want some one-on-one help with this. And remember, on my website, I have a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. My website is tinaheisman.com. Also, don't forget to join me in the Happy Wives community on Facebook, where we have positive inspiration for our marriage. All right, that's it for this week. I hope that this was helpful, and thank you so much for listening.